saved this because I love you, Salem. It's time you experimented with a new fur color. You need to update your look.
But basic black is always in fashion.
How about going blonde? You'd fit in better with the rest of the family.
Please, think of the roots.
But I want to do something. Come on, I'm bored.
All right, I'll agree to a henna rinse to bring out my natural red highlights, but that's it.
Okay, henna it is.
And you're sure you know what you're doing?
I triple-checked the magic book. Okay, now get ready to look gorgeous.
Don't I at least get a magazine?
All done.
I'm tingling.
Let's see the new you.
I think it worked.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh what? No! I'm naked.
Don't panic. I can fix this.
How?
I'll go get my aunts.
And a sweater? I'm freezing my tail off.
It's my hat and my lunch. Jenny, what's new?
Nothing. Nothing's ever new.
Well, we're going to science. Maybe something will blow up.
All right, quiet. Focus. Today, we're going to be looking at the endocrine system, which includes the thyroid, the pancreas, and the islets of Langerhans, where I spend my summer vacation. Hello. Is this thing on? Hello.
Fish sticks again. We measure out our lives in fish sticks.
They're not so bad. Look. Fishhenge, a deep-fried tribute to the Druids. Hey, here comes Harvey. Maybe he's got exciting news.
I do.
See?
Yeah, I just got my car realigned. It used to veer slightly to the left, and now it doesn't.
That's it? Okay, we are now officially in a rut.
We have the most exciting news.
Not you.
We've been asked to join the teen board of Drake's department store.
And guess who's modeling formal wear in the school courtyard tomorrow night?
Me.
And me.
Why are you telling us?
We're not telling you. We're telling Harvey. We really need boys to volunteer as escorts.
Don't look at me. The only statement I want my clothes to make is please don't stare.
But you get to wear a tux and super shiny shoes.
I'd have to lose my mind before I do something like that.
Well, let me know if you do.
Why do they get to have all the fun? Hello.
Welcome home, sunshine. How was your day?
Here's a quick recap. There was boredom, followed by dullness with a dash of eh.
Can't be that bad.
I'm actually looking forward to my flu shot tomorrow.
If you're bored, you know who's to blame.
Libby.
No, yourself. You have to make your own excitement. For example, I'm working on a theory of inertia, and I just can't stop.
You're worse off than me. If I had a life, I'd give you half.
Hey, I got a surefire way to make time fly. Lint spotting.
Lint spotting?
Yeah, you pick out a piece of lint and track it through the air. Try it.
All right, but only because I'm desperate.
Oh, there's a good one. Follow it. Up, up, down. Down, down to the right. Left. Oh, it's a feisty one.
I'm going to find Aunt Hilda.
Oh, up again. Twirling, twirling. Hey, there's two in play.
Don't believe him. Every kiss from Blake is a lie.
What are you watching?
My favorite soap opera, The Burden of Desire.
Catch me up while they jacuzzi.
Okay. Blake just quit Sherman Enterprises in anger, precipitating a family crisis in which Norma turned to Frank, not Nick, for comfort.
Now that's a Thursday. Why can't my life be exciting like that?
It can.
Really? How?
Use a spell.
Worms? What am I supposed to do with a can of worms?
Open it. All emotions will become heightened. But be careful. Remember, you have to take the good with the bad.
Gimme. I'll take whatever I can get. Hey, what's new?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Sabrina, today will be a day just like any other.
Out of my way! Code blue, set!
What's going on?
Pops, the janitor just collapsed.
And we have excitement.
Sabrina, at last I found you. We need to talk. In private.
Is something wrong?
No, something's right. Very right. Just say you'll meet me by the reflecting pool in the courtyard at 12:36.
12:36? That's really specific.
It's important.
Okay. The bell.
We must go.
I'm so happy.
But not for long.
Now, we've been dancing around it all year, so let's get to it. Today, we're going to study reproduction. So then the sperm hits the ovum, and embryogenesis begins. Well, that's all we have time for today. You can go now.
Until 12:36, my darling.
See ya.
Oh, Nancy.
Oh, Gene.
Oh, we shouldn't. We mustn't. Not during school hours.
I just can't control myself around you, Gene.
I'm here for my flu shot.
Mr. Poole, your blood pressure is normal.
Thank you for squeezing me in.
Come, I'll give you your flu shot.
So, are you and Mr. Poole dating?
No, of course not. And if the school board knew anything about this, we'd both be out of jobs. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now give me your arm. I promise this won't hurt. Well done. Would you like a cold compress?
I don't have time. It's 12:30. I have to get to Harvey. Harvey?
I thought you weren't going to make it. A Band-Aid.
Who did this to you?
The nurse. I had a flu shot.
Oh, okay.
So what did you want to tell me that couldn't wait till 12:37?
Something I should have said a long time ago. I think we should go steady.
Steady? I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
And I want to give you something so we'll never forget this moment.
A bracelet, it's beautiful.
Read the inscription.
Harvey digs Sabrina.
Look on the back.
12:36?
That's what time it was when we first spoke. In the cafeteria, on your first day at school.
Oh, Harvey, it's perfect.
No, you're perfect.
Libby, we shouldn't be in here.
Stool softener? Ew.
What are you looking for? A way to bring Sabrina Spellman down. I'm going to plant something of Mr. Poole's on her, then sit back and watch her take the fall.
You are pure evil.
Thanks. Now, if I can just find the answer key to next week's test, or something even better, like a diamond ring.
What's Mr. Poole doing with a diamond ring?
Dreaming. Do you hear something? We gotta get out of here.
Excuse me, have you seen the new janitor?
You looking at him? People call me Stone. Stone Burton. I came to Westbridge looking for a second chance.
Then don't eat the meatloaf. Anyway, I saw a wasp in my office. It's got me worried. I think there might be a nest.
A wasp's nest? That could be deadly. Let's hope you're wrong.
Well, here we are. Back to where it all started.
Good sloppy Joe.
I just heard the most amazing thing. Did you know FDR had three vice presidents? John Nance Garner, Henry Wallace, and Harry Truman. Well, that's all. See ya.
Wow, Libby was friendly.
A little too friendly.
Wasps! Keep away from me, I'm terribly allergic.
She's in anaphylactic shock. I have to get her to the nurse.
Wait for me.
I will.
Help! Help! Wasp sting.
Put her over here. She needs epinephrine and she needs it now. Don't you quit on me. There.
Where am I?
The nurse's office. You're going to make it, thanks to this young man.
Oh, Harvey.
Shh. You need to rest.
Help me get her to a bed.
How's Pops?
His heart is weak, but he's a fighter. I'll go get a cold compress.
As long as you're okay, I'll be getting back to lunch.
Don't go. Stay with me, Harvey.
No. I have to follow my heart and return to Sabrina.
I don't know what you see in her.
I don't know what you don't.
How annoying.
your day.
It is, isn't it?
Rogue letter! Look out! Good Lord. Now I have to move again.
Incoming.
What happened to Harvey?
He took a ladder to the head. He's in your hands now.
I'll go get a cold compress.
Is that all you do?
My hands are tied by the state.
Harvey? Harvey, speak to me!
Hey.
Harvey, you're awake.
Who's Harvey?
You don't know who you are?
No. Who are you?
I'm Libby. Don't you remember?
Actually, I don't remember anything.
Amnesia. I can work with this. Now listen. No matter what anyone says, I'm your girlfriend. I'm the only one you can trust. You got that?
And you are?
Libby.
Harvey, I just heard. Are you okay?
Yeah. Who are you?
You don't know me? I'm Sabrina, your girlfriend.
I don't think so. This is my girlfriend.
Libby?
Yeah, Libby.
Oh, no. Harvey has amnesia. This can't be happening.
Can and is. Now, I think you'd better go. My boyfriend's had enough excitement for one day.
But Harvey!
Nice meeting you.
What are you doing?
Ruining your life. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go remind Harvey about being in the fashion show.
You're gonna make him wear a tux?
And a cummerbund. And you can't stop me.
I can't believe Libby did that.
And now the whole school's gonna see them together tonight at the fashion show.
Don't worry. I've got a plan. She'll get hers.
What do you mean?
If I told you, you'd only try to stop me. Just be at the fashion show.
Jenny!
Be careful.
Of course, I can't offer you riches until society decides to reward its teachers, but I can offer you this. Nancy, would you be my...
Jean, it's empty.
What? Don't you understand? I gave up professional haircuts to buy that ring.
I can see that, sir. But let's stick to the facts. Who has access to your room?
Everyone. I don't lock my door. I'm always here. Except I had to stop by the nurse's office today.
Can you pinpoint the time you were out?
Between 12:30 and 12:40.
Lock the exits. I'm gonna crack this case if I have to search everyone on campus.
How could Harvey forget me? And what is Libby's scheme? The spell has taken some strange twists and turns. But it sure makes a good cup of coffee.
Excuse me, ma'am.
You mean me? Oh, you mean me?
I'd like permission to search your backpack.
Oh, I see no need to disturb Sabrina. She's one of my best students.
Oh, it's okay, Mr. Poole. Go ahead. So, what are you looking for?
This.
Sabrina, how could you? You stole my ring!
I didn't!
I'm calling your legal guardians and bringing you downtown.
What? Why? How?
I'll ask the questions.
This is a mistake. I've never stolen anything in my whole life.
We'll discuss it at the station.
But I don't know how that ring got in my bed.
Libby,
she set me up. You've got the wrong person. Get hard.
Bye-bye.
Where were you today between 12:30 and 12:40?
In the courtyard with Harvey.
Any witnesses?
Harvey.
Any witnesses who can remember their own name?
No. But I have proof. Look! Oh, no. My bracelet's gone. But it was engraved with the exact time Harvey gave it to me, 12:36.
Which would make for the perfect alibi. If such a bracelet existed. Now, let's start from the top. And who are you?
We're Sabrina's aunts. Has she been charged?
Not formally.
May we speak to her alone, Detective?
Sure. Maybe you can get a straight answer out of her.
Sabrina, what's going on?
It's the spell. It's totally out of control. Make it stop.
We can't do that. You opened a can of worms, and until they wriggle their way to a dramatic climax, you're stuck.
But I'm in so much trouble. The police think I stole the ring Mr. Poole bought for the nurse. But Libby's setting me up to get me out of the way because she wants to steal my boyfriend who has amnesia.
Oh, this is even better than Burden of Desire. Except that it's happening to you.
The place is really filling up. 5 minutes to showtime.
And please remember, you're Drake girls now.
Harvey, you look cute. And how about me?
You look great. Libby.
Just a little more. There. She's not gonna steal Sabrina's boyfriend. Now all I have to do is crawl through this duct to the vent overlooking the fashion show, and then we'll see whose face is red and glossy.
Okay. You have 15 minutes to find the bracelet.
Should be somewhere around here. I'm almost positive I had it in the cafeteria.
Hey, look! Oh, wait, it's just a gum wrapper.
A gum wrapper won't save me now.
Let's get things started with Jill and Chet.
We must talk.
Meet me by the pool after the show.
I can't wait that long.
Shh. Fashion.
I found a missing earring, my lost sunglasses, an overdue library book, which would all be great if I wasn't going to jail.
Oh, there's the hunky janitor. He'll help us.
Sir, have you seen a bracelet?
I've seen a lot of things, but no bracelet.
Are you sure it's silver and has an alibi engraved on it?
I'd like to help you, ma'am, but this entire school's in danger, you see. I'm hunting wasps.
And it's over. It's hopeless. I'll never find my bracelet.
Now, Harvey, I don't want to overload you, but there's one more thing you have to remember.
What?
When we get to the end of the runway, you have to kiss me.
Okay.
This is the best night of my life. Total control.
20 more yards and it's splatter day.
What was that?
A wasp! Help! Somebody! Help! Jenny, in the ceiling, do something!
Don't worry, stand back. I've got a ladder and I know how to use it.
Hang on, Jenny!
All right, I've got her. No, I don't.
Jenny! Jenny, are you okay?
Yes, my hair broke my fall.
My bracelet! You found my bracelet! Look, Harvey digs Sabrina, 1236.
Okay, your story checks out. You're off the hook. But you, young lady, have some explaining to do.
We have to evacuate the area. There's a swarm headed this way.
Wait! I can't wait. I have to get to Harvey and make him remember.
But first, you have to look fabulous.
Wow!
Our next couple is dressed for a magical night. Representing the sophomore class, Harvey and Libby.
Aren't I supposed to kiss you now?
Oh, Harvey, you remembered.
Stop! You can't kiss him. Harvey's my boyfriend.
What are you doing here? I thought I sent you to juvie.
Your little scheme failed. And now I'm back to reclaim what's rightfully mine. Look.
Harvey digs... I'm Harvey and I dig Sabrina. That's right. And Roger Clemens signed for the Blue Jays. It's all coming back to me.
He remembers.
You've ruined everything.
Harvey was never yours.
You're going down, Spellman.
And I'm taking you with me.
Freak! Tramp! Super freak! Super tramp!
Good jam. Stay inside. Top left. Let's get in there.
Why are you fighting with Libby when there's a guy over there who just remembered he's crazy about you?
Good point. Harvey!
Sabrina! Oh.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
But she attacked me!
She did not. And for conduct unbecoming of a Drake girl, I hereby excommunicate you from the team board.
What? This is the worst night of my life.
Now, what was it you were going to say to me?
Nancy, I would be honored if you would agree to be my...
Help! Is there a nurse in the house?
I'm a nurse. What's wrong?
The janitor's just been attacked by a swarm of wasps.
Code blue! And give me a cold compress! Stat!
I'll wait for you, Nancy!
Excuse me. I don't mean to be rude, but... Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
Only as a child.
Beverly?
Kenneth!
My long lost sister.
I can't believe I ever forgot you.
I don't blame you. I blame the ladder.
Tomorrow, I just want everything back to normal. I am off excitement for a while.
Good idea.
But there's still one thing I'm curious about. I wonder if Mr. Poole ended up with Nurse Nancy.
Oh, I'm sure. What could possibly go wrong?
Dum, dum, dum.
Jean?
Nancy, you're back. You look tired.
I could use a cold compress. Now, what was it you wanted to say?
Oh, Nancy, hear me out. I would be honored if you would be my wife.
Oh, Jean, if only you'd asked me an hour ago. How can I put this? I've met someone.
Who?
It's better that you don't know. I'm going away, Jean. I only hope you can forgive me.
But wait! You can't!
Oh, well, I got a lot further than I thought I would.
How did he take it?
He'll be fine. Jean is strong and has both eyes. You need me more.
It was worth being stung hundreds of times. It's what brought us together.
Up, up, down, whoa!
Oh, loop-de-loop!
That was crazy!
I'm glad you decided to give lens spotting another chance, Sabrina.
Me too. For the first hour, it was kind of boring, but now I'm captivated by the subtlety, the nuance, the constant struggle to stay aloft. I mean, I now understand it's a metaphor for life.
Sabrina?
Yeah?
You need to get out more.